This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control, 603-283-6160. That's the number for you to call to get on the air with us, 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we have Ricky still on the line, so I'm going to go back to his call. In the last segment,
no!
Ricky, What was Ricky talking about in the last segment?
He'll tell us again.
Don't worry, share.
Oh, yeah, his plan for getting rid of taxes if he was able to blow the Constitution away.
Blow them all away.
Yeah,
blow
it all away.
If you put Ricky in charge, this is what you
get. It won't be me, but it will be we. I'll just be the vessel there, Miss Bonnie. Now, back to police reform. Now, this
nice
Brad, he said he's a libertarian. I'm a Confederate Democrat and a Jeffersonian. I'm so much closer to a libertarian than this status, I promise you.
You can just say racist and skip all that long speak.
No doubt. All right, Mr. Ritchie. You're a jackass, but you're a lovable jackass.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, nonetheless, police reform now. Now, except for the Pennsylvania troopers, I'm keeping them. Now, they're going to be reserved for what they're good at, what they did
Dunkin'
200
Donuts.
Years ago. an elite force, not going out there for arguments and that, okay? And by the way, New Jersey, New Hampshire, these are just state cops. The only troopers are Pennsylvania troopers. But nonetheless,
I thought they're state troopers.
Cops,
I'll take the super troopers in one, right?
Local, first of all, 90% of local cops gone. Now, what that nobody get paid, by the way, but this is free.
How are you going to keep the other 10%?
How are you going to make them continue doing things for free? You think cops should become
bullies?
I will tell you, Miss Bonnie. Now, the sheriff, the county sheriff's still there. Sheriff deputies, as far as what they can do is elevated. They just serve papers now. But see, what we're going to do is every town has something that's forgotten, and this is something chosen by the people, called a marshal. And that marshal going to have deputies. He don't get paid either. He got a real job. He got a life. You know,
okay.
He lived right there, and he know the community.
I got to put you on pause because I got to say, even if Ricky came out with some kind of brand new plan no one's ever thought of before that was super great and it sounded like a really good idea, if you're leaving this system intact at all, it's going to grow like in a few years when Ricky from the Commonwealth dies and he's no longer the
vessel.
Yeah, I mean, just like the first color, I think that all of these people who think that you can have a minarchist state, number one, you are not paying attention. America was the ideal experiment. Like, you literally cannot imagine a better circumstance, like, between allies to the north and south, oceans to the east and west. You don't have to be bothered by anyone. It was the best possible circumstance. You had these moral people who hated overreach of authority, and none of it worked.
And then as soon as you got all that, you got the Whiskey Rebellion.
Yeah,
ruined
it all.
Right away.
Yeah,
well,
immediately we moved into tyranny, and at this point we've become the most powerful empire on the earth, because that's what happens when you have a minarchy.
Who would have thought back then that we would be, you know, sending much money to a place called Israel in the future, that's this little place in the Middle East that no one living there would even know what it is. I guess it'd be like Jordan or something back then. And they, you know, sending money and bombs for them to bomb another place in the Middle East with this whole plan that it was going to be like, we don't, you know, bother with anyone but ourselves. It's grown to crazy extremes, like more bad things than just that. Thank you for the call, Ricky. I just don't really see a good plan for making, you know, see that this sheriff is just going to do his job because our people will vote for the best sheriff, and then...
But Ian would have liked it.
I don't know if I can believe that, but...
Well, see, we keep the 10% because when they show up to do things, they get to steal all your money.
And that's how they get paid.
That's how they get paid.
Oh. Well,
they get to plunder wherever they go.
That way everyone learns. Don't call the cops.
We have another caller on the line. We have Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, what's on your mind? Calling a little early. Oh, I don't have her muted. Sarah, I don't know if you hear us. I'll just put her on.
Oh, yes.
I'll just put her on,
I was walking down the street in New Mexico, and this car ran really fast by me.
Oh, my gosh.
They need to put up the red lights.
Yep, they have those. They have red lights there. They just don't listen to them, I guess.
I just think that we could just get a lot more tickets, and then there would be less of these crazy drivers.
Yep, that's basically Sarah's call. I guess we don't need to answer her. I think we should just go back to the article about Javier Milei, the potential next president of Argentina.
Not just potential next president. Chainsaw-wielding libertarian.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about this.
A chainsaw-wielding libertarian.
Libertarian who could become Argentina's next president. So I guess
that's looking very more likely by the day, somehow.
Every time I look at him, I want to cut his hair.
Speaking of his hair and his looks, I finally found the guy who he's imitating with the sideburns and everything. It's Jose de San Martin, known as the Liberator in Argentinian history.
Oh. And has he, said that, or is it just kind of obvious? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so he's the second coming of the Liberator.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He's the second coming of the Liberator.
What a cool
name.
That's
why the wacky sideburns and the crazy...
Yeah, that's what I was looking at right now. I was like, his sideburns look like they have, split ends, and I've never really seen that before.
Oh, I thought you were going to go somewhere else. The sideburns look like they have a life of their own.
Yeah, that too. Well, the whole head does.
I think of Trump's hair. I think that when he sleeps, it leaves and has a life of its own. It returns as a symbiotic entity.
One time I saw just this, dead dry grass on the side of the road that looked more like Trump's hair than anything I've ever seen. I took a picture. It was so funny. And I was in New Hampshire somewhere when I was knocking on doors.
What if it came out in the mugshot that it was actually a toupee this whole time?
Trump?
No, I think it's legitimately his hair. He just, instead of a comb over, it's like a comb forward.
Okay.
But he has, the very best money can buy, tying the comb forward into the, five hairs that he still has in the front.
And he probably gets, plugs, that's what they call it. You know, they can add more hair.
Those usually look pretty obvious when you first get them.
That's true.
Well, we know somebody else who has a comb up, like you're saying.
Yeah, the pompadour comb over.
Mark from there, he just has his hair combed directly up. I don't know if it just sticks up like that. I'm always looking at it when he's talking. It's like his hair sticks up 3 inches off the top of his head and then kind of falls over.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the most innovative
Trump
way
has
I've
the same thing.
Ever seen of dealing with that was okay, so imagine a mohawk, but it's in a U shape.
There's nothing wrong with Mark's hair because of it. It just kind of makes me laugh. It has a mind of its own looking. You know, it looks like somebody sat there with a blow dryer and purposely forced it to do that, but it looks like it's just natural.
Teased it up there.
Yeah.
Aquanet.
Literally.
Get that 80s wave going.
Right. Well, let's get into this article from CBC, I think CBC Canada. It's cbc.ca. Chainsaw wielding libertarian could become Argentina's next president. Argentina may be about to leap into the political unknown. The South American country, the region's number two economy after Brazil, will vote in presidential elections on Sunday with a radical outsider, libertarian Javier Milei, in pole position to win, though he will likely face a second round runoff. The wild-haired, chainsaw-wielding economist, and of course they don't explain that. Oh, I see. They do explain it later.
Keep reading, bud.
All right. Now I'm excited.
Who has risen from relative obscurity over the last year, came top in an August open primary, and that means they voted for all candidates, and he got the most votes out of all of them instead of just his own party.
All the parties there. Gave it to him.
Yeah.
Here are the keys to the kingdom, Mr. Millay.
Right.
I think he'll win.
Libertarian can do.
Just from, I don't know, I just think he'll win. That would just be my guess. I don't have actual reason.
I hope
reason.
He does.
Me too. It would be fun to see him.
Me three.
Entertainment for anything else.
I mean, honestly, everyone should hope that he wins, at least for entertainment value.
It says he came up on top in an August open primary and leads all opinion polls ahead of economy minister Sergio Massa and conservative Patricia Bullrich. Millay, 52, is a poster child of Argentine voters' anger at inflation that may hit 200% this year, rising poverty levels, and a sliding peso currency that erases the real-world value of people's salaries and savings.
Daily. If it's 200% annually, that's a daily problem.
Yeah.
It's like, don't go to work. Like, why would you?
It says many blame the political elite and have latched on to Millay's burn it all down rhetoric. He has used the chainsaw throughout his campaign to symbolize how he will slash government spending and waste.
There you go.
Oh.
That's pretty great.
All right. Awesome.
Okay, there's immediately a picture that's showing me an example. It's pretty funny. He looks scary. He said, I'm not interested in politics, but Millay... Oh, wait, not him. Sebastian Pizzo, 33, a restaurant employee in Buenos Aires, says, I'm not interested in politics, but Millay is a clean slate. He may be crazy, but at least he says what he thinks. The vote marks a major crossroads for Argentina, one of the world's top grains exporters, the number four producer of electric battery metal lithium, and a growing shale oil and gas play that has been luring investment and interest from Asia to Europe.
So I'd like to just point out what a sneaky little technique that is. Is like, okay, so I'm sure they asked a whole lot of people what they thought about this guy, and this was the soundbite that they're like, okay, this is what we want to think. What we want people to think, other people think about him. It's like, oh, well, we want you to think that, well, I don't care if he's crazy. He's honest. So they say, this guy says this, as if that was representative of something, which it may or may not be. So you find that in a lot of publications where they want to just manipulate the way people see the event.
I mean,
well, I'll take it anyway. If they have that much exports and natural resources, and they're still screwing up the currency,
right?
Then something needs to change, because you can't be that good, that valuable on the world stage and still be poor.
You can. Have you seen Venezuela? They have oil and not a little bit.
But anything without sucking, without doing a terrible job and needing to be slashed up.
Venezuela is a good example too. That's not a Venezuelan reserve problem.
Right.
That's a political problem that they're mismanaging the natural resources of the country.
Right.
We do have a caller on the line. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay, I just had a question that has nothing to do with what you guys are talking about.
That's fine. What's your name?
Okay. My name's Phil.
Okay. What's on your mind, Phil?
Okay. My question is, I have a question here. What is a good way I can convince the fiance to move up to New Hampshire? I got her out of New York City. I got her to Massachusetts.
Whoa.
But it's just that little bit more north, and we'll be good.
Wait, first I got to say, I thought you said Beyonce. And second of all, then I realized you said fiance. And your question is, you're asking...
How do we convince Beyonce to come up to New Hampshire?
Jealous by dating a native.
There you go.
So, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea, to make her jealous by dating a native in New Hampshire. But I don't know enough about her. Like, give me a little bit about her. You know, like, what does she like to do? What are her interests?
Let's see. She likes to do stuff for the Libertarian Party, but she's pretty statist.
We have that here.
Statist?
She doesn't... Yeah, she doesn't. She thinks that a lot of the libertarians there suck, and I don't know. She has an issue with some people up there.
Well, a lot do suck, definitely.
Which libertarians does she like? Like the New York libertarians?
She was the chair of a party there.
Oh. Okay. So she likes being a big fish in the small pond.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know. This is something you'd have to, talk over with her, but maybe you could convince her, just because there are, a small group of libertarians, that suck in the Libertarian New Hampshire Party, and Richie Rich and Lee might disagree with me on that, but it doesn't really give you an excuse. Like, what? If you actually care about these ideas, shouldn't you want to come to the place that has the biggest chance and that you have more chance of influencing it for good? I mean, I am not a Libertarian Party believer. Yeah.
So my question to you is, what does she really value and care about?
I don't know. She
you're
grew
her
up
fiance
in San Francisco.
And you don't know what she cares about? Come on.
Well, I do. I do. I mean, she wants to live in the big city. Mm. And I grew up in New Hampshire, so it's kind of my spot. I actually moved to Hawaii to move to New York City, on a whim to try to make this work. And it kind of did, but.
Let her commute down to Boston. Right, just like barely cross the border and just let her have fun in
Boston.
That's
such a good point. Like,
it's right there.
Like living in cities, and I also sometimes get a little bit bored and keen. But if I really was that bored, I could always go to like Boston, and then I find myself thinking, "Yeah, I don't want to do that."
The food's better. The events are better. The traffic is much worse.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love New Hampshire. Like, the thing is, like, we go up to New Hampshire, we have a good time, and, like, I'm like, and then she's like, nah, I don't want to live in Nashua, man. And it's just, I'm trying.
Nashua's like the safest city in the world right now.
Yeah, I heard that. It's the safest city in the world. That really shocked me.
There's no way she would move to Keene.
Yeah, it's more out in the middle.
There.
If she's a statist libertarian, and probably doesn't want to be in Keene anyway.
Well, so my
she works for John Stossel, so there you go.
Yeesh.
Wow.
Huh.
Would she not be able to keep the job if she moved, or is she able to do it remote?
Well, I think she's quitting. So.
You should parlay that into moving John Stossel to New Hampshire.
Hey, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the most obvious route I would think to getting her eventually into New Hampshire is children.
Oh, I really hope she doesn't hear this.
So I think that generally when women have children, some of the things that change about their priorities, one, they're less concerned with having a really interesting, exciting social life in the city because they have a life that has, you know, meaning and purpose and really demands their attention and rewards
safety.
Them for it.
Are you guys intending to have children, Phil?
Well, I want to. Like, I mean, but, I mean, like,
so she doesn't want to, is what you're saying?
Well, she didn't want to, but now she's game. So.
I don't know. It's just kind of like, you guys are getting married and everything, but I just don't really know what to say because typically I like,
Make it up, Bonnie.
I like to tell people that I like to give people advice who, like, you know, if they're just trying to go after someone and they just don't have really the confidence to do it, I like to convince them to do that. But I don't really like to convince people to, you know, force something that's not working. To stick together, if I'm just being 100% honest. Like, you've mentioned so many things that sound like you guys just don't click. Like, you don't want to live in a place she wants to live in. You have to convince her to want to have kids. If she's only wanting to have kids to stay with you.
Oh, no. We talked about it. She tries to be edgy and, like, especially, like, I don't know. And, like, she's had all these, like, weirdo libertarian dudes scheme on her, so.
I'm sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of us.
Well,
yeah, and she's, yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
I can't really help you much more because basically, like, I totally understand. I get really bored even in Keene sometimes, and Keene is, in my opinion, the only place I would want to live in New Hampshire. But I also, like, I came from a large city, but not New York City large. I wouldn't want to live in a New York City place. I lived in San Antonio.
Oh, I hate you.
If you bring her around the libertarian chicks around here, she's going to be polyamorous pretty soon, and then it's a whole other thing to worry about.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well,
I want to start, you know, like, I've met a few people up there. I've been to the clubhouse and on the seacoast, Dover or whatever. And, I don't know. I want to be more involved. I think that's the big thing. But I just, she has like this, we are the Mises people suck. I don't know. There's the whole infighting thing.
There's not even a Mises caucus in New Hampshire. That's what's so confusing. Like, the Mises caucus doesn't like New Hampshire, and the New Hampshire party seems to not get along with them, but for some reason we keep getting called that. I mean, the New Hampshire people keep getting called that. I'm not even a part of it.
There's all these Mises people up there.
There's a lot of Mises people up here. That's not wrong. They may not all be in Keene, but they wear the polos.
Like,
and you can identify
in ideal, right? I thought there was no Mises caucus.
There might not be a caucus, but there are libertarians in New Hampshire, maybe just Manchester, that wear the Mises caucus polo shirts. Like, again, they're easily identifiable.
See, I really thank you for the call, Phil. I just think I can't really help anymore because I have such different priorities than his fiance. It's like I would like not want to live in Manchester where all of the most Libertarian Party stuff is going on. So, and then like she wants to live in a really big city. Well, then you can't live in New Hampshire if that's what you actually really, really want. But you could live in Nashua, which is the safest city apparently in the world right now, and then drive to Boston, which I've never been to Boston. Every time I've ever had
you're not missing out.
Reason to. It just doesn't sound that appealing to me, but I don't want to say like it sucks when I've never been there or anything, but that's what I hear from everyone. Everybody. And I also like get a little scared of like how bad the driving would be. I definitely don't want to go there half the year because there's ice everywhere on top of bad driving. And then the other thing is that my husband was like locked up in Keene, New Hampshire for like 2.5 years. So I just haven't been there, and I can't really give him better advice because of those situations.
Yeah. I move to Boston, and then you can commute up to New Hampshire. Do the New Hampshire-y things.
They could do that.
I wish I knew what it was that was bonding them.
Right, exactly. That's what I was kind of trying to imply to him, that it didn't sound like they had a lot in common. But I'm sure...
Sounds like it's her.
It's harder for them to... It's really hard to just explain in a quick radio station, like, why you guys work, and they might work out, or, you know, work without...
Look, here,
I was being able to understand.
From the experience of a single guy, right? Like, I have been set in my convictions.
Your relationship status is such a question mark to me.
Well, no, but here, from my personal experience.
By the way, right, he has...
I just didn't know he's single.
Now, do you mean a single as an unattached guy, or did you mean an individual human being?
Both. Let me get to the point, and then you can discuss amongst yourself. Right, like I've been so set in my convictions that I have declared to my mate at the time, right, that this is what I'm going to do. You can come with me or not.
Mm.
Right, and my high school sweetheart moved from Hawaii to Spokane, Washington, you know, while I was going to college, right, to be with me. My ex, you know, we moved from Hawaii to New Hampshire. Right, just like I'm going, you
like
become
the furthest you could possibly get without going to Maine, I guess.
Yeah,
almost the furthest you can go.
And then when that broke off, like I imported another one from Hawaii to come here as well. So like this is where I am. If you want to be with me, this is where you have to be.
You just gotta learn to get that pull and then move
and
to New Hampshire alone.
And someone who will.
Yeah, and confidence is sexy. I mean, that's just universal truth.
603-283-6160. You can always call in for relationship advice from me. Hopefully, I'll do better next time. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. 20 trucks carrying the first humanitarian aid supplies to Gaza were allowed to pass the border crossing between Egypt and Gaza, which opened briefly Saturday for the first time since Israel sealed it off following the attack by Hamas 2 weeks ago. Aid workers say the shipment, which is just a fraction of the nearly 30,000 tons of aid that have been positioned near the crossing for days, is insufficient to address an unprecedented humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Former President Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen says he'll return to New York next week to testify in a civil fraud trial after his initial initial court appearance was delayed due to a medical issue. He's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. A judge has ruled that Trump and his businesses committed fraud by falsely inflating and deflating the value of its assets in order to lower taxes and receive better insurance coverage. The Israeli government is increasing its travel warnings, advising its people not to travel to Egypt and Jordan and avoid all non-essential travel to the North African country of Morocco and all Muslim nations. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. It's talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And you can call that number to bring up whatever is on your mind. It's 603-283-6160. Just like the last caller, Phil, we were talking about Javier Milei, but he called in for relationship advice. That's totally fine. That's what the call-in line is for you to bring up anything that's on your mind, even if it's not on topic. In fact, that kind of makes the show more fun to me. But I also want to hear what you have to say about this article about Javier Milei.
The chainsaw-wielding libertarian.
Thank you. I was just trying to, like, finish swallowing because I would just, like, tried to eat a whole bunch of...
They didn't need to know, Bonnie.
...cereal right before the break.
Where's your stagecraft?
I don't know. Captain always gets mad at me when I explain things
Spillers or quitters.
Oh, my God. Anyways, cereal, if you didn't hear what I said. So, we're talking about
All
Javier Milei.
Milky white liquid in a bowl.
And cereal floating in it.
Okay.
Anyways, we're
Guys,
talking
I'm
about...
Cereal.
The CBC Canada, I think, article about Javier Milei, the chainsaw-wielding libertarian that could become Argentina's next president. And the election is Sunday. They said something about there may be a runoff afterwards, but that's why I wanted to bring this in.
If he wins, there will be a runoff.
Right. Guaranteed.
What exactly does that mean?
They didn't have enough of a majority vote to declare him to win.
So everyone gets to be in the next one, or just like the
no,
last
no,
two?
No, it's the
just
last,
the last two.
Two,
yeah.
All right, that's
like, come on, guys, make the right choice that we want you to make.
We can't have another Hitler come
up. Like, we destroyed the economy as soon as you started going for this guy. Like, we really put the screws to it. Make the right choice so that we can put things back in our power.
Or just, like, it's going to be so close if it's just two people. It's so much easier probably for them to just pick a winner and, you know, make it, fake it.
I really, you know, this is a long shot theory, and I don't care how wrong it is, but I really think that fundamentally, mentally, that's why the two-party system is a thing, is because then you know that there's, like, a majority winner. Like, it has to have more than 50%, right? Like, Hitler came along and won at, like, 33% or whatever, but that was enough, right? And you can't have that again, so two parties, you're guaranteed a majority winner. And I think that's subconsciously what people are thinking. So if Javier Milei, but he only gets like 40% of the vote, right? Well, that's the majority. You win, but that's not the full majority, right? That's not a majority victory. It's just the winning total.
It's just funny because with him during Trump running, okay, I'm not an Argentinian, so I'm not there, but, or an Argentine, is that what you say?
I don't know.
So I'm not there, but the thing that I find funny about it is even in these hit piece articles, I don't see a lot of normal people complaining about him, just the newspaper themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know. Is he, like, really hated, like, Trump? Like, have they polarized the country to where half the country, like, hate him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so the biggest problem that the elite had with Trump is that he does not start enough wars for them to pay all their buddies. I mean, he starts a few, but not nearly enough.
Oh, no, I meant Milei.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it's the same issue. Oh. He is also getting in the way of them bribing all of their powerful friends. So every time he comes up, it's like, okay, well, they like him. We better make things worse on people. There's this lyric from a song that I didn't really understand when I had heard it, but I can see it playing now. I mean, I don't agree with how they used the word democracy, but, and even if democracy broke out, they would just make the economy scream until we vote responsibly.
Hmm. Speaking of ignorant masses, we have Sarah in New Mexico on. Sarah, what's on your mind?
How about the ignorant masses? You're right. I was beating myself up pretty much. I'm getting the boat out. I mean, all last week running around and talking to people about our city election. And this whole homeless family is like the ignorant masses. You know, we're voting for the bond issue of the homeless shelter, low-income housing, community centers. We have senior centers, libraries, parks, and recreation. Do you vote? They both ran off. Like, we don't vote. We don't vote. They're running around homeless with two kids.
Wow. It's almost like they have more important things to worry about.
Yeah, I don't see how voting is going to help their situation. Vote harder, homeless dude.
Wait a minute. You're voting. If the ballot is asking money for homeless shelter, money for parks. They were at a park. They hang out at the libraries. They have community centers, senior centers. They're asking to build more money for buses, transportation. I'm sure they don't have a car. So they're asking...
You want them to get a car, Sarah?
No, they could be homeless with a car, but obviously...
Yeah, but do you want them to be another driver?
Here's the thing. How come doesn't it interest them? It pertains to their life. They're not registered. They don't care to vote. Only the women, women was kind of listening to me. As I think about it, for some reason, women like to vote. She was like, I don't think she's registered, but she was kind of a little bit interested. The guys could care less. So, talking about the ignorant masses, that is the ignorant masses.
They don't seem very ignorant to me at all, in the sense that they realize that their vote doesn't really change things in their world.
Right.
And the statistical analysis has borne this out, that regardless of whether a policy is popular or unpopular among the average people, there's a 30% chance of it passing. What matters is if a policy is popular among lobbies, and especially among rich financial lobbies.
Hmm. Is that what you actually called in for, though, Sarah?
Well, you know what? I called in because I've been getting the boat out and talk about people being disoriented. I mean, they're like, what election? Election for what? They're like, well, city councilor 2, 4, and 6 and an even number. Most of them people, they never knew the difference between a school board and a city councilor. They're all confused.
Many what do you think they're thinking about all day? Like, you know, their own lives and trying to get by and trying to make money.
Groceries.
Well, you know what? I think it's people that have a job, that go to school, that work. I mean, they're, like you said, their minds are so preoccupied. They don't even watch the news. Most people don't even watch the news. They don't do any, and then therefore they miss it. They don't want to hear the news, bad things. And though they miss all of this, I mean, talk about...
Sarah, did you know that the news lies to you?
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Well, then why is it a good thing that they should watch the news?
Well, but then you miss all of the opportunities for you to have a say-so. You miss everything. And then if you don't get the news on your media, I mean, you get the news when you want to on the computer, you miss everything. I know they lie because, see, the... Okay, at 6:05 in the morning, they'll tell you we're voting for the city councilors, the 4 councilors. Okay, and that same guy, Bob Clark, at 9:30 will say, oh, we're voting for the school board. Nobody comes out and votes for that. Because at 6 o'clock, everybody's asleep. He'll tell you what we're voting for. But when everybody's up at 9:30, oh, we're voting for school board. Oh, why bother to vote? Oh, yeah, they lie all the time.
So the propaganda machine works.
Okay, thank you for the call, Sarah. I don't know, I can't really follow. I kind of zoned out there a little bit. I just can't follow a person complaining about school board voting. I understand these people not caring, Sarah. That's all I really have to say about it.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any consistency or congruence with their ideas. Hmm. I know they lie to me, but people should still watch it.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
They tell the truth when no one's paying attention is also what she was suggesting. Right? The early morning news before people wake up, they tell you what's really going on. And then when people are awake to watch the news, then they lay on the propaganda. Right? So if you really want to pay attention, you have to be up at 6:05 in the morning to get the real news of what's going on and miss out on the propaganda later.
I would like to test this theory.
I mean, talk to Bob Clark in Albuquerque, but that's not a new strategy either, right? Like bad financial news hits like end of day on Friday, right? And then you got to sit on it over the weekend. The markets reopen Monday, and everyone's forgotten about it, right? Like bad news always hits Friday night when it's too late to be in the regular press.
That's true.
Well, getting back to the chainsaw-wielding libertarian, Javier Milei, he did win the open primary where every party runs at once, and he got the most votes there. It still wasn't a majority. It was like 30% or something like that, but that's with like tons of candidates running all at once. But this Sunday is going to be the real election, or like the final election, unless a runoff occurs. This Sunday, and it says the vote marks a major crossroads for Argentina, one of the world's top grains exporters, I already read this. So, like, they have a lot of resources going for them, and that's an important thing to note.
If only the government would get out of the way and let those exporters handle their business.
Right.
Absolutely right. I mean, there
shouldn't be any excuse for them to be like doing so badly.
Yeah, there's plenty of countries with fewer resources than Argentina has that are doing better because they don't terribly mismanage quite that awfully.
It says the country is also the largest by far debtor to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, with an outstanding $44 billion U.S. loan program, as well as huge international debts with bondholders and a large currency swap line with China.
Wake me up when that hits the trillions.
Well, and you can bet that if he does manage to actually win this, even after the runoff election that they call, that the World Bank will say, oh, you are too big of a risk. We can no longer loan you money under any circumstances.
Is that why they can't switch to the dollar?
I mean, it'll definitely make it harder, and it'll make things more difficult for him, but it's the same nonsense that they pulled when El Salvador decided to back Bitcoin. Like, all of a sudden, the Bank of International Settlement and the World Bank, which are, you know, twin agencies, are putting out all of these things about what huge risks they are and saying, you should really stop this and go back on this policy, and saying, well, we won't lend you anything, and none of you should either. And you can bet
would that
same
be a bad thing? I mean,
he laughed about it. The president of El Salvador, and he said like something kind of edgy when it happened on Twitter.
World Bank went like, we're not going to loan you any money to a country already $44 billion in debt. Right? I mean, are they? Or does that mean they're going to have to work their way out of it?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If they keep the status quo, they'll have no problem loaning the money.
Okay.
If you keep this, you know, 200% annual inflation, no problem loaning you money. Removing the inflation because you're not using your own money anymore? Oh, now you're risky. Now you're doing something weird.
Well, I still fail to understand the downside to that.
It just makes the transition more difficult.
Okay. Like, do you want to be beholden to the World Bank and being in debt to them? Or do you want to figure out how to, like,
what you want is
maximize your revenue?
What you want is companies that have a high credit rating so that they can get lower payments on their insurance.
And plus, if, like, things initially go bad whenever they're doing these little things that they can do, the IMF, the people are going to blame Malay, you know, if he was just elected.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing I remember Nayib Bukele tweeting out is how, like, hey, they said we were going to default on all of these loans. And when we didn't, no one said anything.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Yeah.
It says Malay has criticized China, pledged to, quote, burn down the central bank, privatize public sector. He talks like Ricky, I meant to say, talking about whatever he said, chopped down the U.S.
Blow them all away.
Wow. He pledged to burn down the central bank, privatize public sector entities, and switch to the U.S. dollar. He is an anti-abortion and anti-feminist. They probably, you know, put in that in a weird sounding way, like, I don't know. Everybody hears the word anti.
He's against women.
It sounds like, you know, he's anti, you know, regular equality between the races, even though we know that the word feminist doesn't just mean that anymore. And they're just trying to make him sound as bad as possible.
Mm-hmm.
He's the candidate to beat, but the election remains a three-way race, with polls having proven unreliable for the August primary, failing to spot Malay's sharp ascent.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't spot it. It wasn't that they just lied about it over and over again. Couldn't be that.
Now, that's something they did with Ron Paul.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. First, second, fourth, fifth, sixth. We don't know who's in third, but it's definitely right. Not Ron Paul. Right.
Wow, yeah.
Right. Yeah,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the same thing happened with Trump and Clinton. I mean, that's a big part of why it came out of just out of nowhere for a lot of people, is that a lot of the opinion polls were just straight lying about what was happening.
In order to move public opinion in that direction.
Right.
The truth is that all scenarios are possible, said Marielle Fornoni, director at Consultancy Management and Fit. Whatever that means. Pollsters generally agree the most likely result is that Malay comes first but faces a second round head-to-head with Massa on November 19th. A candidate needs 45% of the vote or 40% with a 10-point lead over second place to win outright on Sunday. So to not have a runoff, he needs that.
Yeah, that's very convenient for the status quo.
Yep. That's like, what I'm saying.
Okay, well, we're going to run you against two candidates. You won? Okay, well, now we're going to run you against one candidate.
And all you people that voted for those two better vote for the other one.
Right.
Not Malay.
That's the point.
Exactly.
Yep.
It says political analyst Carlos Ferra said Malay's rise appeared to mark the end of the domination of the country's two main political factions, the left-leaning Peronists. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right or what it means, currently in power, and the main conservative opposition bloc, which doesn't have a name, I guess. We may be at the end of one historical cycle and at the beginning of the next, he said.
Sweet.
Let's hope.
Argentines, so that answers my question from earlier. For some reason, I thought Argentinian was a word.
It might be.
So Argentines will start voting at 8 a.m. local time on Sunday, with first results expected at 9 p.m. local time. I wonder if Argentinex is a thing down there.
Who's on tomorrow night? Because they might be able to get those results live during the broadcast.
Right? Captain will be back. Okay. Captain, Nikki, and Steve, I think.
All right.
I forgot it's not you. Not used to you not being on Sundays anymore.
Sorry.
We are tired now. We wake up angry. We can't feed our children the daily bread and milk they ask for, said 57-year-old homemaker Mariel Segovia in Tapiales near Buenos Aires. It's just fun to say like that. I could say Aries and be white, but it's just fun to say like that.
Aries.
We don't know where the money is going to come from. Bullrich backers, including business leaders, cite her moderate views and stability, while others say the you just want somebody who's going to be the status quo during 200% inflation and the country going to crap.
Yeah, we're just doing fine. Just great. I mean, we can't feed our children, but we should keep that way.
While others say the country should go with Massa and the Peronists to safeguard the subsidies that have kept utilities and transport costs low.
Subsidies from who?
Yeah, and apparently it's not really doing much, is it?
I am retired and I have grandchildren and children at the public university. Massa is the only one who defends the values of the Argentine people, says retiree Adriana Shedfin, 63. I guess this is the first article I've ever read where there are people like saying bad stuff about him. Well, I guess they're saying good stuff about the other ones, but... Mabel Baez, 69, said she would vote for Bullrich as a strong female candidate who has pushed a law and order platform that harks back to her time as security minister.
Oh.
She's going to defend us, Baez said.
The iron fist.
And it literally has a picture of candidate Bullrich with her fist up in the air. Law and order.
You can have your bread when you are in jail.
Yeah. The election will likely split the vote between the top three runners, with a further two candidates polling at under 5%. That will impact the makeup of Congress, which is being partially renewed and will likely end up fragmented. No coalition is expected to have a majority in either chamber, forcing the next president to negotiate across political divides.
Or just burn it down.
Yeah, burn it all down.
With the flamethrower of justice.
Flamethrowing chainsaw.
Chainsaw wielding. You can't burn it down with a chainsaw, though, so it's going to need to get itself a flamethrower.
Well, I mean, you know, if you can get that friction going high enough.
He can buy my new combo that's coming out, or hybrid.
Exactly.
There you go.
Frontrunner Malay would have a relatively small number of seats in Congress and little regional government support. Many voters, however, appeared resigned to a Malay win, a reflection of how, you know, it's like if there are people who support him, they're resigned to a Malay win.
Yes, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
They should be more excited, right?
It's going to be exciting.
I guess we'll be radically changing things for the better.
There's going to be a watch party here in New Hampshire at the show, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
For this Malay thing? All right.
That's just way too far for me to go to that.
If one of them is listening right now, when you get the results, call into tomorrow night's show.
Oh, that would be great. If anybody is going to the watch party at the Shell tomorrow, definitely call into the show as soon as you find out and let Free Talk Live know at 603-283-6160, which is the number anyone can call in right now to get your thoughts on, unless you're Squidward.
And they might also be preemptively, you know, setting him up for failure, right? It's not going to have regional support, not going to have congressional support. So his hands are going to be tied regardless of all the cost-cutting, waste management he wants to.
With all the people who say things like, I'm going to vote for someone who can win, you know, they get influenced by people saying stuff like that. Like, oh, he's not going to be able to do good. He's not going to be able to win.
Vote for him anyway.
Yeah, just vote for him anyway. I think that's such a dumb excuse to not vote for someone. Even if I was like a federal government voter, I've never thought that made any sense. Like,
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right. It's like you just want to be on the side. You want to be like, yay, I picked the right one and they won. And that's all it is to you.
Look what you get when you do that, though.
after they said that many voters are just resigned till Malay win, it says, a reflection of how the former television pundit has managed to take hold of the political narrative, leveraging memes and videos online that have resonated with younger voters.
Yep. Those are some dank memes, by the way.
I have not seen them.
I have. They're awesome.
That's
mostly
funny.
It's like quotes, like just straight up, just quote him. He memes himself. Put him on there with those sideburns and what he actually said about things.
Anytime I see a Spanish meme, I go straight to Google Translate because I know it's about to be funny. They're just great at making memes.
All right.
I'm going to vote for Massa, but Malay is going to win, said Stella Buke, 65, who has a book stall at the Parque Centenario Fair. At this point, I don't see any other way. Here now, all the poor people are right-wing. It's all the stupid poor people.
The right-wing stupid poor people.
Yeah, I guess she's just
Is there right-wing and left-wing the same?
Yeah, I have no clue. And left-wing?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
kind of got established throughout the world from, like, the French shifting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just double checking.
That was that whole article. I just think it's really funny because basically they're scaremongering so hard or fearmongering so hard about Malay. It's so obvious that they're terrified that he might win.
I'm resigned to have more freedom and liberty and better finances in my life.
I guess I'll be able to afford milk again.
Yeah.
If I have to.
And we read an article just the other day, maybe like 1 week ago, actually, that Ian had read in jail, and he suggested that I read. It was so funny because they're actually starting to blame him for those things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't know how it's possible. No,
propaganda.
It's astonishing.
Yeah. Propaganda.
It's astonishing. Like, when he does well is when they start, like, cranking up the money printers. That does the obvious thing of making everything more expensive because there's more Argentinian dollars now. And then they go, oh, look at what he's doing.
It's because of the popularity.
We can't pop. It's the popularity, and we can't give him the power when things are this bad.
Coming up, there's a new way to call out of work just by saying you're not in the mood. To hear more about that, stick with us. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.